This is Dr. Jim Sadler, and tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show platform, we present a meeting of the minds between Ted Bell and Bob Green. This program was actually put together with fairly short notice, based upon a replay of a show on Monday where Bob Green was talking about delivering a load of meat, to Ted Bell's restaurant. The resultant phone calls from Ted Bell's restaurant to Mr. Hendry with complaints about that show and the use of "we want to put our meat in your mouth" by Mr. Bell, Mr. Green felt that the time had come where they needed to have a sort of a clearing of the air. They needed to get their heads together on this thing. What am I missing?
Well, thank you very much, first of all, Dr. Sadler. But I want to hear what you have to say, Bob.
Thank you.
But I'm Ted Bell, for those of you listening. What I took exception to was Bob Green coming on the show that Mr. Hendry replayed for Monday, correct?
That's my understanding. Bob, was that from last year?
Yes, that was a show from last year called Bob Green Today. And I was very proud of the fact that I had entered into a relationship with you, Ted.
Yes, as a supplier.
As your supplier of steaks, chops, and a hamburger, etc., lamb, so on and so forth.
Right. Now, but basically you are a supplier of our steak and ground beef product.
That's correct.
All right. On that program, and you know, and I have been, Dr. Sadler, I don't know if you're familiar with what I do, because I've heard you.
Yes, I'm familiar with you. You're a restaurateur. I've not been over to your restaurant. I would love to go. I would love to go there sometime to have a meal, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
Yes, I do have a wife, and I would love to.
Well, that's fine. We'd love to set you up and have you at one of our tables. You don't mind if it's... Do you need to have a prominent seat?
See, don't let him do that to you, Dr. Sadler, because what he's basically saying is you're some kind of a freak.
I never said any, oh, my God.
But look, I don't want to embarrass you.
No, you're not. You would not embarrass me. I never said that.
Then why are you asking, does he need to have a prominent table?
Because Friday nights are very busy.
It doesn't have to be on a Friday night. It could be on like a Monday or Tuesday.
All right, then that's great. Dr. Sadler, you will be the guest of Ted's of Beverly Hills on a Monday, or if you could make it Monday or Tuesday, because Wednesday we have some of the... Tuesday, a lot of the producers...
This is what I'm saying. This is the kind of guy...
No, wait a minute.
I don't care. If I never eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills, it's no sweat off of me, okay? That's not worth it.
Well, okay, so I didn't know coming on this program tonight was going to be a rip job on my restaurant.
It's not a rip job, but you said... Just then, you said he can't come on Friday night.
I understand what you're saying. I get it. And I don't want to embarrass you.
It's not, you're not going to embarrass, the tables are of a premium value, okay? Friday night's a big crowd. Wednesday.
Why don't we get to what it is we want to talk about? Because Mr. Bell, you know, you have a steakhouse, and I know Mr. Green, you have a grocery store. Mr. Bell, I wish you great success with your steakhouse, but I don't need to eat there. In fact, frankly, I don't feel like eating there. I don't want to go anywhere near it.
Thanks a lot.
You're the guy that opened your mouth.
Wait, and as far as you're concerned, Mr. Green, just so we know where we stand, if I never set foot in your grocery store, I'll be a happy man until the day, you know, they stick me in a box and bury me. It will not matter if I never go to your grocery store and I never eat in your restaurant.
All right, so in other words, this is turned into the host ripping on the businesses.
Is that what this is?
No, it's not. That's not what it is. You two monkeys...
I don't like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say... You two gentlemen were sitting here talking about the businesses that you operate, and I was trying to understand them because I've never been in your restaurant. It doesn't make any difference to me.
Look, I would really like you to come into the restaurant.
No, I refuse. I'm never going to your restaurant.
Look what you did.
And I'm not shopping in your store. So are we clear on this?
All right, so the host of this program is now hostile.
No, I'm not hostile. I'm objective. Let's get back to I'm objective. I don't want to eat in your restaurant. I don't want to go to your grocery store. I want to stay as far away from both of you.
Yeah, see, this is personal.
It has gotten personal, and I didn't want it to be that way, Dr. Sadler.
No, it's not personal. It is extremely objective. When I leave this studio tonight, I will feel I've done my job objectively in trying to analyze the psychology, the motivations, the thought processes that go on with you two gentlemen. Okay, and also I'll consider myself to have done myself a favor, okay, because I'm not going to be eating whatever it is you serve, and I'm not going into whatever it is you do.
That is decidedly negative, though.
It sounds like you're ripping on us. No, whatever it is you think I'm doing, you go ahead and think that. I want to get to the issue at hand here on meeting of the minds. And as you know, as I have intimated here, meeting of the minds tonight is spelled M-E-A-T-I-N-G. Ted Bell.
All right, thank you very much. And
now, why? All right, just a question. Why does he get to lead off?
What do you think the coin toss was for?
We tossed the coin?
Oh, yeah.
Ted Bell.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sandler. I'm Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's in Beverly Hills. It was in 1996 that I traveled to New York City. I had a series of meetings with Kafko Brothers. I had a series of meetings with X Plus and different ad agencies in the New York City metropolitan market. Now, as many of you may know, many of you may not know this, but New York City is considered to be the capital, the advertising capital, possibly of the world. All of the great brands, all of the great ad agencies, all of the great PR firms, all of those people whose business it is to promote, to sell, to brand, and to make household names out of various products, all of those people, the very best at that job, are located in the great city of New York. That's where I went. That's where Ted Bell went. Okay? I asked, where do I go? They said, you want the best? I said, yes, I do. Of course I do. I'm Ted Bell. They said, hey, right there. They pointed to the east, and I said, where are you pointing? I had to get out a map.
Are you kidding or something?
Whoa, there, Sunshine, okay?
I would rather you not call me Sunshine either. When you say you were pointing.
I was pointing to the, they were pointing, and I had to get a map out to see which way they were pointing.
Are you kidding or something?
No, I'm not kidding. And they said, we're pointing in the direction. I said, oh, okay, New York. And they said, yes.
And who are they?
The
people he was asking.
All right.
People I was asking. I went back to New York City. I said, I want an advertising slogan that's going to stick, because when I give it to them high and tight, I want it to be right up here, right under the chin. And they go, yeah, as they see it sail by.
So you wanted the advertising message to sail past people like a high, tight fastball.
Yes, I did. I wanted them to be impressed by it. I wanted them to be a little bit frightened by it. I wanted them to be sort of taken aback by it. But guess what? They'll always remember it. Just like a high, tight fastball from, you talk about the greats, Roger Clemens, Dwight Gooden, whoever you, all the guys that really threw the ball hard, Bob Gibson, down through the years.
You want to think of anybody that was born in this century?
Mr. Green.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. You know what, Bob? The guys I just mentioned are some of the greatest pitchers in history.
All right.
So, you think of, you get a high, tight one from Bob Gibson, and you will remember it for as long as you live, as long as you're alive. If you survived getting a high, tight fastball from Bob Gibson, you'll remember it. And so that's what I wanted when I came out of New York City with the slogan, we want to put our meat in your mouth. And I said, I want something, and they gave that to me. I said,
now, what advertising agency?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
The ad agency, the Kafko Brothers. They were the guys that had the ad agency right there in Park Avenue. And they're out of business now. They've retired. They've retired on their millions. Let me tell you what, they made a lot of money.
All right, so the Kafko Brothers in New York, they're at Kafko Brothers Advertising Agency, is that what it is?
Kafko Brothers and Sister Betsy Ads.
Kafko Brothers and Sister Betsy?
Yeah, they had their sister. It doesn't make any difference.
All right, so they gave you this, and how long did it take for them to come up with this?
Well, we worked on it together. I would be on the phone. I'd be back in the hotel room. I'd go back to the offices there. And we worked on this together for about 10, 14 days, 2 weeks. We want to put our meat in your mouth. And I remember when Larry Kafko, the younger brother, came to me, he said, I got it, Ted, here it is. He sat down across a conference table from me, he looked at me, and he said, we want to put our meat, and he pointed right at my mouth, and you're into your mouth. And I was like, oh my God, I almost want to punch you. I almost want to drive my fist through your face. But you having said that, he said, that's exactly right. It's memorable, but it has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with a steak so good, we can't wait to put it in your mouth.
All right. So, and that was, and down through the, for the last 25 years, you have defended that advertising slogan as one that has nothing whatsoever to do with any kind of sexual connotation.
That's right. I've done it over and over and over. I've been on the Henry Show, and Bob Green, you understand this. You and I talked about it.
I absolutely, not only do I understand it, but I put it into practice myself.
All right, this is where I have the argument with you, though.
I understand that.
All right, so we're going to get into the argument here on Meeting, M-E-A-T-I-N-G. That was my idea. And
yeah, but the problem...
Wait, whoa, I'll say what the problem... The problem was that when I said tonight it's going to be a meeting of the minds, and I checked it out with Mr. Henry, and he said, well, yeah, but you're going to have to spell it out. I said, what? He said, meeting of the mind sounds great, but it won't mean nothing to nobody unless they can see it spelled M-E-A-T-I-N-G. I'm like, yeah.
It won't mean nothing to nobody. And you're a doctor, huh?
You don't know about Dr. Sadler, huh?
I don't know.
I give it to people. What is your problem?
You talk like you haven't been to school.
I have. I've got, yeah, I'm a little rough around the edges, but I'm a good doctor. I don't know the big words. So what? Jesus. We'll be right back here with the second part of our Meeting of the Minds.
Look, I don't want to piss you off. All right, it's okay. Just, you know.
We'll be back with our second part of the Meeting of the Minds when we come back here on Meeting of the Minds. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler with Ted Bell and with Bob Green.
Yeah, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Look, I don't have to tell you what we got. You know it down through the many years that Ted served up those sizzling steaks, those great desserts, and of course our Ted Rum and Coke. Come on down anytime.
You wanna put our meat in your mouth.
Directly into your mouth.
Bob Green is the guy. Bob Green, never mind.
You don't have a jingle?
No, I don't. I just like to encourage, but we did have a jingle, but I haven't produced it. Bob Green, come down to Fraser Foods, because at Fraser Foods, our meats, our produce, our dry goods, of course, our fruits and vegetables, everything that we have in stock for you is at a high quality, high premium, the lowest possible prices, delicious, oh yeah. What we like to say at Bob Green's Fraser Foods is, when I think of Bob Green, I think of, I'm Bob Green, and by the way, I have my own hair. It's a hair system. It's not a wig.
Bob Green and Fraser Foods.
Hey, Mom, let's go to Bob Green.
You mean Fraser Foods?
Yeah.
That's what people say. When they hear Fraser Foods, they hear Bob Green.
Jesus.
God damn.
And welcome back here.
I wanted to jump in. What was that comment, that GD?
No, I heard the tail end of the commercial, and I heard this,
That's the lockout.
I obviously, we've got two very big egos here in the room today.
This hasn't got anything to do with ego, Dr. Sadler. It's the fact that I was closing out my commercial, and Mr. Bell came in and went, God, you know.
Well, all I heard was someone going, you know.
Right. That's the Bob Green, the Bob Glean.
Bob Glean.
Bob, I think I know my own name.
You called yourself Bob Green.
You did.
I called my name is Bob Green. Let me tell you this, okay?
Mr. Green, I am here to be an objective observer.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, but so far you're allowing Ted Bell to, were I a female, he'd have my skirt up over my head right now.
All right, let's grow up a little bit.
That is, I consider that to be almost slanderous, defaming, that you would say that about me.
Well, how do you think I feel?
No one, Mr. Green, I think you're acquitting yourself very well until you started to nitpick this whole thing about whatever he said at the end of the commercial. Your lockout phrase is, right?
Not exactly, but yeah, it's, That's how it goes. Bob Green's Fraser Foods.
All right. And that's your way of trying to compete with me and my, we want to put the meat in the mouth, right?
No, hardly. I already have my competing slogan. In fact, I don't consider it to be a competing slogan at all, Mr. Bell. I consider it to be one that complements what you do at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, I personally don't, and this is why we're having this show.
So that's a great point right there for me to jump in and say, welcome back to part two of our Meeting of the Minds. I am Dr. Jim Sadler, and with me is Ted Bell and Bob Green. Earlier in the week was a replay show where Mr. Green talked about the fact that he was now in business, and this has been a good year, Mr. Green, right?
That's correct. Last June, 2021.
Right. That you are now in business of delivering the load of meat to Ted Bell. Is it once a week or?
It's once a month.
Hold on. Yes, it is. It's once a month.
Right. And the slogan that you use is Bob Green.
No. The slogan is Ted Bell takes a load of Bob Green's meat once a month.
Yeah, okay. Now,
Wait. Hold on. I know you have a lot to say here, Mr. Bell. So it's not Bob Green delivers.
No, it's not. It's Ted Bell takes a load of Bob Green's meat. Why? I'll answer that. Because Ted's of Beverly Hills is a prominent steakhouse. So the first thing, top of mind for people, will not necessarily be Bob Green's Fraser Foods grocery store or supermarket. It's going to be Ted Bell's high-quality, well-known steakhouse. So Ted Bell would be uppermost in the mind. That's why his name comes first in the sentence. Ted Bell, now what does Ted Bell do? He's taking something. What's he taking? He's taking my load. Okay?
Right. See, do you see what he's doing right there? That is anybody with 5 cents worth of brains.
Wait, well, let me finish talking to him. You know, you're not going to let me get out what I got to say here, Ted. You're just going to keep on butting in.
Well, no, but I mean, what you just said there, Ted Bell takes a...
Yeah, but every week, every day of every week, every minute of every day of every week, people hear you say, I want to put my meat right in your mouth.
Yes, and I've...
All right, so this is a great... So what Bob's saying...
But why are you here again?
Because I'm a doctor. You understand?
Dr. Sadler is here to try to break down some of the psychological motivations behind a lot of this stuff that's going on.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... And let me say something to you, Mr. Bell. I have a great deal of respect and high regard for you. But if you cannot consider for a moment the obvious, I wouldn't say it's hypocrisy, but I would say there's definitely a dichotomy here of thinking between you saying it's perfectly all right and there's nothing sexual about you saying, I want to take my meat and put it right into your mouth. In fact, last week I heard you say something along the lines of, you was talking to,
you're talking to Frank Gray's wife, Margaret Gray.
All right, I know what I said.
Well, all right, let me, for the purposes of the audience listening, you said, I want to take my meat and put it into your wife's mouth. When Frank Gray said, oh my God, that sounds insulting. You go, no, it's not. There's nothing sexual intended at all.
And there is no sexual intent there. I know the Grays for many years. Frank Gray is one of my finest customers. Margaret Gray, Frank Gray, they've come and they've eaten in my restaurant many times. When I say I want to put my meat into your wife, what, talking about Margaret, I'm saying that I want my steak in, I want to slip my steak.
Oh, boy.
Will you hold on? I want to slip my steak in between your lips. Now, hold on. Now I'm listening to this guy, Mr. Green, saying Ted Bell takes a load of his meat.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that?
You know...
This is, now we're getting down to it. See, it's okay for you to say what you say, but for some reason you got a problem with this.
No, hold on. If he said Bob Green delivers his meat to Ted Bell once a month or whatever, see, actually it's a once a week. I got you down for once a week.
All right,
so I'm taking his meat.
Yeah, you're taking my meat once a week.
I see, it's bothering you.
Yes, it is.
It's bothering him because he wants it his way. Ted Bell's had it his way for years and years and years. Now that I'm elbowing my way into the L.A. market with my meat deliveries, and he knows the high quality of the steaks that I deliver, now all of a sudden it's no good.
No, that's not the case. Look, I'm not some lightweight, okay? I've been doing business for a lot of years, okay? I learned a biz from my father, who, and I say that in the sense of learning what not to do. My father was involved in all kinds of shenanigans and all kinds of destructive business habits.
Now, I understand, though, that you're on the cuff a little bit to some of these gamblers.
What business is that? Oh,
hey, you talk about doing business and doing on the up and up.
I got a couple of gambling debts. So what? It's got nothing to do with the running the restaurant.
All right. You say you're doing things on the up and up.
I do some gambling on the side, okay?
Are you making book in the restaurant?
Wow.
Hey, there's a good question. Are you?
No, you know what? I'm not even going to answer that question.
I think it's something the Beverly Hills authorities would be interested in.
You know what? I'm going to get up and leave if you don't apologize for that right now.
Oh, what a baby.
Right now.
All right, I'm sorry. I've heard you on the air with these gentlemen, the Dunphy brothers. Right, the Dunphy brothers.
I do. I place a couple of bets with the Dunphys. There's some punks that come into my bar and they keep their mouths shut and keep them away from the piano player and the entertainment. Yeah, okay, I throw a couple of bucks at them, betting football and basketball. So what?
All right, but I mean, you were the guy, you said that they slapped you around. Is that where they slapping you around?
I'm going to leave. I'm going to... 5, 4...
All right, okay, I'm sorry.
You know, Bob, it's a hell of a thing for you. It's one thing for you to say... you know, Ted Bell hasn't got the fortitude and hasn't got the moral moxie to accept the fact that you've got a slogan saying that I got to take your meat.
Yeah.
And then to turn around and say, well, that's not damaging enough. Why did I accuse this guy of making book of illegal gambling operation inside my restaurant? I've got customers. I had to sue you just for that alone.
All right, well, you're welcome to sue me all you want, okay? Because I've had to listen to your defamation for years and years and years, talking about slipping meat into this, that, and something else. And when I come along,
How have I defamed you?
When I come along and I say that I'm giving Ted Bell a load of my meat once a week, all of a sudden you're screaming and crying. You're talking about my, you know, who am I to say all these horrible things about you? And like that. And I bring up the fact that you brought it up, and I'm just simply quoting you, that you got these punks by the name of the Dunphy brothers.
Look, the Dunphys are very dear friends, okay? Very dear friends. And yes, occasionally they sing there in the prime rib room. We got a piano player. Big deal, okay? They have a couple of belts in them. They get up on a microphone. They sing. They lay off a couple of bets of mine. Or occasionally they go ahead and they say, give me a couple of more weeks to pay off.
So this is really interesting. So now we're talking here about what?
Well, I don't want to talk about this, but you're acting as if I'm being crass or some way unnecessarily insulting while you have these guys that you yourself call punks hanging around your bar.
They are very dear. Yeah, the younger brother's a punk. He's a cheap little punk. The rest of them are very dear friends. Okay? And I place a couple of football and basketball bets with some hockey bets just to keep them happy, to keep their mouths shut so they're not standing up there grabbing the microphone after about 16 drinks. You know,
why don't you throw them out?
Yeah, why don't you throw them out?
Because they're dear friends, they're good customers, and I don't just take friends and throw them in the street. Okay, that's probably something you do.
All right, hold on. So we've obviously gone far afield here.
Well, you know what? I blame you, the moderator, for this, Dr. Sadler.
Well, wait a minute.
No, I blame you, the moderator, for this. This was going to be the, quote, meeting, M-E-A-T-I-N-G, of the minds. And we were going to talk about this insulting slogan that Ted Bell takes a load.
That's right. Anything that what about that isn't true?
What about it isn't it? Well, first of all, if I'm taking the load that you...
Well, he's talking about delivering meat. Now, again, we find ourselves in this place, Ted, where you have this slogan, I want to slip my meat directly into your mouth. You've said things like, I want to put it in your wife's mouth. I want you to stand... The other slogan...
Yeah, but last week, what was the one? I'm going to stand over you and drop my meat into your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Well, God, what do you think I was talking to you?
Well, if you're saying that that's the slogan about the steak that you're serving up, yeah, you are talking to me.
Yeah, you would be talking. You'd be talking to anybody that comes to Ted's of Beverly Hills, isn't that right?
I'm simply coming up with new ways to say we deliver a great steak.
All right, and I came up with one way of saying that I'm your supplier, Bob. You know that Ted Bell.
Yeah. See, you want to start out with Bob Green, but you keep going to Ted Bell.
Let me handle that. Why do you do that, Bob?
Why do I do what?
Why do you start out? Saying Ted Bell is going to take a load.
I don't... What? Jesus.
Why do you start out with me saying Ted Bell takes Bob Green's load?
Because you do. And just as you say, I want to slip my meat into your wife's mouth and it doesn't mean anything dirty, it doesn't mean anything dirty when I say Ted Bell takes Bob Green's load once a week.
Yeah. You know, folks, you can't see it, but he almost spit into the microphone right there. He goes, dead meat's loud.
You know what, man? I've been sitting here entertaining your idiotic phraseology and your stupid reasoning from the sports book you're running in your bar.
I told you I'm not running a sports book. You want a lawsuit, you got it, friend.
All right, from the sports book you're running in your bar to the crude and crass insulting slogans, and I say very simply, because I am, you want to sue me? You want to sue your business supplier? You want to sue the guy that's supplying the best steaks you've ever served?
What about it, Ted?
You know what I had to sue? I had to sue whoever it was that was responsible for you going,
what about it, Ted? I'll say it again. What about it?
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, that's right.
But I got to tell you something. You keep bringing up me making book, and I may change my mind.
I'm quoting you, friend. So, the slogan that you use, are you going to change that?
No, I'm not going to change it. 25 plus years, we want to put our meat in your mouth? Forget it.
And what about these variations like, I want to stand over you and I squat and drop it into your mouth?
Right.
What has squat got to do with it?
I'm telling you, it's about putting a great steak on the table.
Standing over me, squatting and dropping it into my mouth.
That's right.
So you don't want to explain that anymore?
No.
All right, and Bob?
Once a week, Ted Bell takes Bob Green's load.
Now, it was once a week, Ted Bell takes a load of Bob Green's meat. Now, you've changed it?
Yes, I have, because you pissed me off.
Oh, baby. What an asshole.
So you changed that on purpose?
Yeah, because he pissed me off.
So the slogan is now, Ted Bell takes Bob Green's load?
Yeah, Ted Bell, once a week, takes Bob Green's load, and then in small print, of steaks.
In small print.
That's right. Because we're talking about delicious steaks. I shouldn't have to spell it out. I shouldn't have to say, I should just simply say, because Ted's of Beverly Hills is a great steakhouse.
No, don't insult me with your idiotic reasoning. I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, I'm telling you. I ought to be able to just say, when I say Ted Bell takes Bob Green's load, everyone knows it's a load of steaks. Okay? A load of steaks and chops and ground beef. I shouldn't have to spell it out, but you want me to, right?
I would like...
What would you prefer it to be?
Once a week, once a week, Bob Green delivers a load of steaks to Ted Bell.
But it's not just steaks.
All right, once a week, Bob Green delivers meat to...
Yeah. How about Bob Green delivers his meat?
Oh, man.
Well, it is his meat.
But it becomes mine.
All right, once a week... Bob Green gives his meat to Ted Bell.
Fuck you.
Oh, baby, we're in trouble now.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to...
Oh, baby.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not...
Hey, look at that. He's got a lockout with a vulgarity. I'm sorry, Mr. Bell.
Let me apologize.
This has been a meeting of the minds. And the meeting of the minds, M-E-A-T-I-N-G, that's the meeting of the minds... I don't think anything was resolved, except they're locked into that slogan.
That's exactly right. I'm locked into that slogan. It doesn't mean anything dirty. Ted Bell takes Bob Green's load once a month.
You're not even gonna put the words meat in there?
All right. Once a month, Ted Bell takes Bob Green's meat load once a month.
No good?
Forget it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. The podcast won.
Hey, Ted. You need a ride?
No.